Japanese business culture.
Welcome to Money Talks, the business podcast. Japan is the world's third largest economy and an industrial and technological powerhouse. This makes it an important destination for business travelers from all over the world, all seeking to make deals and expand their businesses. But one should always be aware that other countries have different cultures and business norms. Japan is no exception, and you really need to know the basics of Japanese business culture so you don't make mistakes that could be very costly. To help, I'm here with Carla Williams, an expert in Japanese business practice. Welcome to the show, Carla.
Thanks for having me.
What would you say is the best advice you can give to a business person in Japan?
Well, the same advice I would give to a business traveler anywhere. First impressions count. So in Japan, you need to make sure you're wearing the right clothes. It is quite a formal country, so you have to wear a smart suit. That goes for everyone.
And how should you address your hosts? Do you use first names or family names?
Well, as I said, Japan is quite a formal country, so you can use titles and family names, but not first names.
What else should you remember for the first meeting?
Punctuality is very important to the Japanese. There is never an excuse for being late, even in a city with as much traffic as Tokyo. This goes for social events as well as meetings. Most people arrive at least 10 minutes early, just to make a good impression, so I'd recommend leaving the hotel with plenty of time to spare. You shouldn't forget business cards either. You need to bring lots of business cards to a meeting in Japan. They take them very seriously.
Anything else you should take?
Well, the giving of gifts is very important in a business context, so I recommend bringing a gift too, and make sure it's wrapped. And don't worry too much about the gift itself. It's the ritual which is important. And if you bring any promotional materials like brochures or something, place them carefully and neatly on the table.
That's interesting and useful to know. What about building relationships after the first meeting? Any tips?
Well, you should show that you're interested in Japan and Japanese culture. So asking questions about the country and the city you're in is always a good idea. But avoid topics like religion and foreign relations. If you are asked your opinion on something, always try to be diplomatic. You can't give your opinion forcefully in Japan. People will be offended. If you're invited to go for a drink after the meeting, then it is important that you go and join in, even if you aren't really too keen.
That's incredibly useful, Carla. Many thanks for your time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That was Carla Williams, an expert in Japanese business practice. Thanks for listening to Money Talks. We'll be